Most of the Midwest will likely continue to see a good mix of rain and sunshine as we move forward through the next full week to 10 days. Most of the precipitation that's advertised across the region will be sufficient in assuring that there are no serious dryness issues across the majority of the production region. Most areas that have a little bit of a drier bias will get an opportunity for enough rain to fall to prevent that dry bias from becoming a significant issue. There will be pockets that may become a little bit too wet, but I don't believe that that's going to create much of an issue either. Some delay in field work will occur periodically across the Midwest as these showers and thunderstorms occur. This is nothing short of typical springtime weather, and producers will just have to work their way around the precipitation events. Most of the Midwest soil conditions as of yesterday were rated mostly favorable, and we're expecting that to continue to be the case. There are areas in the region that have regularly missed some of the better rain totals, and some of those areas are inclusive of portions of Illinois and Indiana, as well as a few other locations scattered about. Most of the precipitation from northern Illinois to Ohio and parts of Michigan has been below average over the past 30 days, with some areas getting less than half of normal precipitation. Another area of rather drier than usual conditions includes most of the northern delta and from there into the southeastern states. In fact, the driest areas in the eastern half of the country are occurring from extreme southern Illinois and the southeastern corner of Missouri through portions of northeastern Arkansas into Tennessee, Alabama, Georgia, northern Florida, and portions of South Carolina. These areas are not critically dry necessarily. Some areas are more so than others. And as we move forward through the next week, with somewhat limited precipitation in the southeastern states, there's going to be an increased amount of concern about the drying bias that's occurring in those areas. But most of the Midwest will still come up with precipitation periodically, and it will be beneficial, with the western Corn Belt continuing to have a little bit of the wetter bias. The temperature outlook across the region is going to be mostly unchanged over the coming week. We are still expecting cooling to take place starting about a week from now and going on into the latter part of next week and possibly the following weekend. Some of that coolness will need to be closely monitored. If for some reason a strong surface high pressure system builds up across the Midwest at that point, there may still be a chance for frost and some freezes to evolve. This is more than a week away in the forecast, and for right now, our focus of attention should be on the pleasant conditions that will likely prevail. High temperatures over these next several days will likely be in the 60s and 70s across the northern portions of the Midwest, while 70 and 80 degree temperatures occur in the south. We will see some temporary cooling across the northern parts of the Midwest as we get into the weekend coming up, with a few highs in the upper 50s and 60s likely in northern areas, while the 70s and 80s continue across the south. Low temperatures at night will be non-threatening. We don't see any risk of frost or freeze conditions across any part of the key Midwestern crop areas, and for that matter, the northern plains as well. And we'll likely see those low temperatures mostly in the 40s and 50s, but there will be some 60-degree readings in the far south and a few 30-degree readings in the extreme north. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.